And then maybe the biggest issue, and it's two issues that are connected. Their starting pitching doesn't go deep enough in the games, and you become overly reliant on your bullpen. So on Saturday's game, the bullpen, for the most part, did a pretty good job outside of Reed Garrett, who gave up that double to Jake Fraley. The bullpen goes out and got 11 outs. But it is continuously unsustainable to ask for 11 outs out of your bullpen every single game. And Clay Holmes is putting himself in a position, and we're going to do a trade deadline show in a week. On Thursday, when the Mets have an off day, we'll go in depth. We'll bring up a ton of different names, a ton of different options on what David Stearns needs to do, should do, all that coming up next week. But I'll give you a little thumbnail. The idea, and I know, Hoff, you brought this up in spring training, and I said, just let it play out, and we'll have a better idea in July. It's on the table that Clay Holmes goes back to the bullpen. I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm not screaming from my lungs that it has to happen, because the only way it happens is based on what they do at the deadline. They are in no position to just do it now. Unless all of a sudden David Stearns is at a come to Jesus moment where he's going to call up his top prospects and let young pitchers start. But if they're able to acquire, let's say, a Mitch Keller at the trade deadline, well, you've strengthened two things at the same time. You've added to your rotation, and dare I say, a guy that can get through the freaking sixth inning, and you made your bullpen better. And for anyone who wonders about how Clay Holmes would react to it, it's very simple. Clay Holmes signed a multi-year deal. You put your arm around him and say, the circumstances of this season and this trade deadline has led to us making this decision for the final 2 months of the regular season and the postseason if the Mets make it, and next year back in the rotation. Because I don't think Clay Holmes is a failed starting pitcher. If the Mets could score more runs, if the Mets had other starting pitchers that could go deep into games, if the Mets had a deeper bullpen, then pitching into the sixth inning on a consistent basis would be okay. You know what I mean? Like, it would be sustainable based on other things around him being different. A deeper bullpen, more arms in the rotation that can go deep into games, and an offense that isn't sitting there averaging 4.3 runs per game. If those things were better, and we thought they'd be better, or maybe we hope they'd be better, then maybe you wouldn't have to sit there and have the discussion or the thought of Clay Holmes going to the bullpen. But it's every freaking game. Let me go to Friday's game real quick. I'll save that. We don't have to break that down in the recap edition. I'll do it right now. Sean Manaea was fine. Like, was his pitch count a little high for four innings? Sure. But the fact that they had to pull him after four innings in a game in which they led 2-1, again, very similar to Saturday's game, score the two runs early, run in the first, run in the second. Basically, the home run came early in Friday's game, Juan Soto. The RBI single came in the second inning, Jeff McNeil, the opposite of what they did on David Wright Day. But asking your starting pitching or asking your bullpen to come in after four innings from Sean Manaea, again, unsustainable. What made Friday so aggravating, that's the word I'd use, is not only was I pissed tired after getting off a flight from Milan that I wasn't sure I was going to make, but why, if you're Carlos Mendoza coming out of the All-Star break, are you going to Alex Carrillo in the fifth inning of a one-run game? And might I ask you this, Mr. Manager? After he gives up a home run to Matt McClain, a two-run home run that turns a 2-1 game upside down and makes it 3-2, why are you running him out there in the sixth inning? Another question, Mr. Manager. After you run him out there in the sixth inning and he gives up another home run, this time to Austin Hayes, why are you letting him remain in the game? After he walks Spencer Steer, why are you letting him remain in the game? Even after he gives up the home run to Tyler Stevenson, his freaking third home run he gave up. How are you leaving him in the game? This is Alex Carrillo. He's not a major leaguer in all likelihood. He's a great story. It's a wonderful story. But you're coming out of the All-Star break with a fresh bullpen. And you're not only going to Carrillo in the fifth inning of a one-run game, you're letting him stay in there because you're so desperate to steal outs. And the same crap with Brandon Waddell. When he walks the bases loaded, you keep him in the game. When he gives up an RBI hit after giving up a leadoff double in the seventh, you keep him in the game. That was, I hate the word punts. Like, that's a punt game. That's a punt lineup. Carlos Mendoza managed his bullpen like he gave up in the fifth inning. That's how he managed it. I've seen Mendy do a bunch of things that I don't like this year. I've seen him do a bunch of things that you guys don't like, but I don't mind it, and I'll defend him. What happened on Friday, I'm sorry, was indefensible. Now, is that all on Carlos Mendoza? No, the Met offense again goes to sleep after scoring two runs in the first two innings. Where the hell were they? They made Nick Lodolo look like Cy Young, and they don't rally until it's way too late. They literally don't rally until two outs and nobody on in the ninth inning of a game in which they're trailing 8-2. That's when they rallied. Before that, they hadn't put a runner in scoring position since the second inning when Jeff McNeil came through with a base hit with runners in scoring position. So it's not simply just Carlos Mendoza. Some of this is David Stearns. Like, here's my knock on David Stearns. If you're going to have a restrictive pitch count on Sean Manaea, and Gary Cohn sort of brought this up late in the game when the game got out of hand, I don't know how many people heard it. Maybe you piggyback two pitchers like you did on Sunday with Holmes and Manaea. Like, I didn't hate that. I know it ultimately didn't work, but I didn't hate that at all. Like, if you know Sean Manaea is going to have a pitch count restriction of 65, 66, 67, how about you call up one of your young prospects to maybe piggyback him instead of relying on Alex Carrillo and Brandon Waddell? By the way, Brandon Waddell was already sent down. So there are a lot of things that are wrong right now. Friday night, Mendy's bullpen management was wrong. Friday and Saturday, the offense scoring a few runs early and then going to sleep the rest of the game was wrong. Francisco Lindor can't buy a hit. That is wrong right now. The bullpen is incredibly inconsistent. It was good on Saturday. It was not good on Friday. But then again, it wasn't good on Friday because look at who they were going to is wrong. And their inability to get length out of their starting pitching.